education, entertainment. It's edutainment with the Data Doctors on News Radio 620 KTAR.
Our musical director today, my son, Taylor Colburn, brought in Chronic Future, and we shall be chronically in the future, yes?
Yeah. Either that or in the past.
Hey, we're in a compressed mode here. We've only got an hour with today's show because of the ASU football game, which, by the way, was awesome. Go Sun Devils.
Did they win?
Oh, yeah. Did they win?
Hey, who'd we play?
Thanks for paying attention.
Oh, my gosh.
I was shopping.
Earth to my
cow. Oh, something important.
Like no, shopping. Grocery shopping. I need to eat, you know. Yeah.
Sustenance. Okay, you're excused.
Okay.
We beat Northwestern.
Nice.
Yeah. So before we go to another phone call, did we take care of Sheila, by the way?
We did take care of Sheila.
And it was, don't do what Sheila did, right? That was the advice?
Yeah.
For the rest of the people.
And then now that you've done it, here's some advice on how to get out of the trouble.
Shall we go to our Geek Speak of the Week? Yeah. Yes, we shall. Every week, we bring you a term that these people that like to call themselves geeks and nerds that try to bowl you over with technology and verbiage that you probably don't have any idea what they're saying.
Right.
So we bring a little something. Today, we have Geek Speak from the world of eBay, do we not?
Correct, yeah. And not being an eBay a bidder myself, this was a new word for me. It's sniping.
Sniping.
I went snipe hunting once when I was in camp.
Oh, stop it.
One time in snipe camp? Yeah, no.
No?
You only sniping. Did that once.
So what's sniping on the world of internet auctions?
It's the practice of winning an online auction by being the last bidder, usually by bidding seconds before the end of the auction.
So for people that don't understand the whole eBay phenomenon, which I think there's four people left.
Right.
Yeah.
Chat included.
That's me.
In a normal auction, you bid until the last bit, you know, until gone, right?
Yeah.
So how does this time thing work? Does anybody know?
I do, because I do it.
You really?
Oh, yeah.
Are you a sniper?
I am a sniper.
Well, actually, if you're a true sniper, there's special software you can get that will calculate the last second for you and you'll win.
And it'll put
almost
in a
guaranteed.
Bid for you.
So they're creating urgency by making the auction a set number of days, yes?
Correct.
Okay. So these crazy snipers do what?
So, for instance, you put something up. You say you have 5 days to do it. Everyone starts bidding. The sniper doesn't bid at all because he doesn't want it to go up. And then he comes in right at the last second and puts in a bid, 5 cents, a dollar more, whatever, and he gets the bid. But the thing is now they have computer utilities that you can go, I want this bid. This is how much I want to go above, and bam. And so right when it's around the last bid, the program enacts.
So it looks to see. You don't even have to actually.
How's the sound effect go?
I can't repeat that notion.
Can you spell it? Okay.
No.
So you can actually. It's kind of like if you're an online trader, you can say, I'll pay, you know, between here and here or whatever, I'll pay this much for the stock and only buy it if it goes to this. Mm-hmm. So you can do the same thing now with an eBay auction. I want that. The Skull and Dagger ashtray.
Spears gum.
Yeah, the Britney Spears gum, right.
Is that for $15,000.
Is that in the end user license agreement? Does eBay allow you to use special software to do something like that?
eBay can do nothing to keep you from using.
They don't like it, but that's life.
But it's not illegal or anything like that.
Okay. I'm sure they would rather people used human intervention on it.
Sure.
So. Hey, what's our download of the week, Michael?
Download of the week is Avery Design Pro.
Yeah,
and it's
what's that
very
for?
Cool.
Avery the Label People?
Yes.
Or Avery Shriver, the big guy with the...
Avery the Label People. What it allows you to do is download different templates, different kind of graphics, all kind of cool stuff to help you design labels, whether it be for name tags, mailing labels, put a picture of your dog in you and your name. And
wow.
It's incredible.
That was a dog sound effect.
Yes, that was very close. So it's pretty cool. Download it. I actually just started using it, and I was amazed.
It was amazing.
I was woo.
Wow. Whoa.
Just amazed.
And I believe that's spelled W-O-O-O-O-O-O.
Right. With an A at the end. Right.
With an A.
Yeah.
All right. Should we go back to the phones?
We should.
Art?
Art?
Is that?
I'm looking for Art. Where's Art? Art. There
Art.
He is.
Art.
Hey.
You have a PC and a laptop, and you want to do something with Service Pack 2?
Yeah, you know what? About a week and a half ago, a little update, auto update, popped up in the taskbar.
Yes.
But I have it set to where it won't automatically start the download.
Yes.
And when I clicked it and got the pop-up, I'm on dial-up.
Uh-huh, and it said it would be 42 and a half days, right?
Right. So I waited till kind of late in the night when I wasn't going to use the computer for anything else, and I said, okay, go ahead and start the update.
Yes.
it never started.
Well, it's something in the neighborhood, if I'm not mistaken, it's a 660 megabyte download or something.
Yeah, no, like a 200 meg.
About 200.
Yeah, oh, no, what,
yeah, that's like 200, I think.
The automatic update thing you're talking about is Windows coming up and saying, hey, let me go ahead and automatically update. And you turning that on doesn't make Service Pack 2 start that moment. It just turns on that feature. And actually, I would leave that on regardless of if you're on a dial-up or you're on high speed or whatever the case is, because they've actually changed and added a new feature in there that's abbreviated BITS. And it's actually, I don't know exactly what it stands for.
More gooder downloads.
Background Intelligent Transfer Service. That's what it stands for. Okay. But what it does is it actually takes advantage of a dial-up connection or any kind of connection. Anytime you're online, if there's any time that you're doing something like surfing, there's always some time when you're reading and it's doing nothing else. And so it'll use a couple seconds here, a couple seconds there to download bits and pieces of this thing.
I think they call that time slicing, Mr. Yeah. Brandon Disney.
Until you get everything. And it can resume. Even if you disconnect and reconnect, it'll pick up where it left off. It
get
does
out
all kinds
of
cool things.
Oh, so, those Microsoft boys.
Well, yeah, when that's going on, there's usually a little icon down the taskbar, right? I've used that feature before. That's why I'm calling, is it's not there.
Well, here, there's two issues. Service Pack 2 is humongous. Don't try to use dial-up. You can either order a CD, or if you've got a friend that's got high-speed internet, download it on their machine, burn it to CD, and then bring it over to your machine.
Oh, you can't order it on CD?
You can order it, or it's, you know, do you have any friends?
Huh?
Do you have any friends?
Yeah, a couple. How do you save the Service Pack download for someone else, though?
If you just go to...
Did like this cab file thing.
You can download the installable actual full thing. If you just go to Google and put in Service Pack 2 download, it'll take you right to the site at Microsoft where you can download the full install.
Yeah, it's one big file.
Okay.
One huge file, you burn that to CD, and everything's happy.
But Art, there's nothing really major compelling that you should be going and doing this immediately. I would turn on the automatic updates and let Windows do its thing, and over the next week and a half or so, it'll probably take care of itself.
And you have two computers, correct?
Yeah.
And they're both Windows XP.
Yeah, one's XP Home, the other's Pro.
Okay, don't install Service Pack 2 on both of them at the same time. You know why?
Why?
In the small chance that something goes wrong with one of them, do you want both machines?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah,
sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Unless you like to pretend like it's horse racing and you can install it and see which one wins.
Or if you live next door to Sheila.
All right.
All right, Art, good luck.
All right, thanks.
Bye-bye. Poor Sheila.
Yeah.
You don't really feel that bad for her.
I do.
You're making fun of her.
No.
In fact, she would like to be nominated, I think. I can feel and I can sense it. She's officially our Bonehead of the Day.
Wow. That was
harsh for Sheila.
Shall we move on?
We should.
Another Service Pack 2 question? What do we got?
Here's a Service Pack 2. Walt, there he is. I found him.
Walt, you have a little advice for listeners out there?
Actually, I got a ton of things with all these calls today. You just talked to a guy that is looking to get the Service Pack 2 upgrade?
Yes.
Okay. There is a way that his friend could sign up for a thing that's called sendthisfile.com, and you can send that file and then have that person retrieve that file whenever they choose to.
Retrieve it through like FTP or through email?
Actually, it retrieves it right through the internet. It ships the person a link via email.
Oh, I see. And you click the link.
They go and they click on that link, and then they can just download the file whenever they choose to.
That doesn't take care of the he's on dial-up problem, though.
Yeah, it's still too
Unless
too massive.
Unless you want to do it at, say, 1 o'clock in the morning. Of course, you know, with Service Pack 2, he may be at it until 10 in the morning.
I think 42 days was pretty accurate.
Yeah, probably.
So what you have specifically some wisdom for firewall users?
Yes, your newsletter saved me a lot of trouble last night.
Excellent.
And I got the thing, and basically it had me and made me think, because I had a crashing problem with McAfee. With a virus program, and the Active Shield kept crashing every time my computer would boot up, and then I'd have to go back and start Active Shield all over again. And what was happening was both firewalls for McAfee and the Windows firewall were turned on, and I didn't know that.
Ah.
So I went in and actually checked that. So I got curious last night and this morning, and basically stopped the Windows firewall, ran the test for McAfee, found out it worked great. And I use PC Pit Stop and PC Flank and Norton's firewall test program
to see if you have good protection.
Right.
Yes.
Okay. Then I went back through and I did the same thing, shut down, McAfee's firewall, and did the same thing with Windows firewall. Ran the same test and they ran just as well. So just the word to the wise: before you go and spend money on these firewall programs, your Windows program may work just as well.
Freebies.
Yep.
Wow, Walt, you have a lot of spare time, huh?
No, I just have high-speed dial. I do these things while I do other things.
I understand.
Yeah.
That's great advice, and you know, that's kind of what we've been saying forever about all the utilities that are out there. There's a bunch of them in Windows. People go, I didn't know that. I thought you had to buy this stuff.
Well, the old firewall in Service Pack 1 was terrible.
Well, it wasn't really a firewall. It was more like a...
A bouncer that you could slip a 22 and get in.
Yeah.
Right. And actually, this new one is much better. But also, the person with the email as far as the, you know, for Gmail... If you go to Google Labs, you'll find that in there. But they caution you that using that, they can pull that program at any time.
Right.
So you could lose your Gmail and all these people writing to you.
It's really not something you want to use as your primary, for anybody that's got it. Don't use it as your primary method of communication.
Anyway, I thought I'd throw that out there. I got looking at these things during the commercial.
Great, Walt.
Definitely. The firewall, the tip actually, for those of you who aren't quite sure how that works, you can go to our tip of the week, and it talks about the firewall, how to disable it, and how to configure it properly for your system.
For our newsletter subscribers.
That's how I found it.
Right, and for everybody else, neener, 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 you don't get this stuff.
Lost
out. Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Walt.
Yeah.
All right, bye-bye. Isn't it good, though, Michael? You guys slave over that every week, and
Chad's now learning the slave.
Somebody actually reads it.
Got something out of it. Of the 30,000 people that get our newsletter, one guy.
Hey, but you know, more importantly, I think Walt, he seems like, you know, if we ever had another short show, Walt could just come down and do the show.
Oh, there you go.
He's got the knowledge.
We'll start the Walt Lab. Time for break?
Time for a quick break. When we come back, more your calls, your questions. It's the Computer Corner. Ken Colburn and Brandon Disney, Michael Valdivia, Chad Pyle, and I can't even say anymore because it hurts
thousands.
Too much.
Yeah.
We'll be right back.